Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at ComSec, with a look at the week ahead here in Australia and overseas in terms of upcoming economic and financial market events. The year may be coming to an end, but there's no end to the amount of insightful data to assist investors with their investment and budget planning decisions in Australia, and the Reserve Bank Board meets for the final time in 2021. The week kicks off on Monday with job advertisements data from the ANZ and the inflation gauge from the Melbourne Institute for November. Job ads jumped by 6.2% in October across Australia as lockdowns ended in Australia's southeast. On Tuesday, ANZ and Roy Morgan jointly released the weekly Consumer Confidence Index, and the Commonwealth Bank Group economists are scheduled to release the Household Spending Intentions Index for November. In October, we did see spending intentions lift by 6.6%. Also on Tuesday, the Australian Industry Group issues the Performance of Services Index, while the Reserve Bank issues data on credit and debit card lending. And the Bureau of Statistics publishes home prices data for the September quarter, residential property price indexes. The data includes estimates on the number of houses, enabling economists to track trends in the average number of people per home. And to round out a busy Tuesday, the Reserve Bank Board meets at 2:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time in the final get-together of 2021. No changes in policy settings are expected after policymakers announced in November they would scrap the target of the 0.1% for the April 2024 Australian government bond. On Wednesday, the Bureau of Statistics releases the Labor Account Australia report featuring key insights on the number of people working secondary or multiple jobs, and the National Skills Commission issues job vacancies for November. In October, job vacancies across the country hit 13-year highs. On Thursday, Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe speaks at the Payment Summit at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. The Reserve Bank also issues its quarterly bulletin, which includes topical economic insights. On Thursday, the Bureau of Statistics issues weekly payroll, jobs and wages data for the fortnight ended November 13. And on Friday, the ABS publishes the monthly business turnover indicator for October. In the coming week overseas, inflation reports dominate the economic calendar in both China and the United States. The week begins on Tuesday in China with international trade data scheduled. There was another upside surprise in export growth in October. It did lift by 27.1% on a year ago, showing external demand continues to buttress the under-pressure economy as supply chain disruptions and constraints persist. Exports are expected to lift around 26% in November on a year ago, with imports up by 21% over the period. On Tuesday in the United States, data on non-farm productivity, unit labour costs, international trade, consumer credit are all issued with the weekly Johnson Redbook chain store sales report and the IBD TIP Economic Optimism Index. The US trade deficit widened to a record in September, with a gap in trade on goods and services growing by 11.2% to almost $81 billion. And net exports subtracted 1.14 percentage points from economic growth as measured by GDP in the September quarter. A trade deficit of around $66.7 billion is expected in October. We're also expecting to see unit labour costs lift by 8.3% in the September quarter. And with consumer borrowing, we're expecting to see that remain near three-month highs. On Wednesday in the United States, the Small Business Optimism Index from the National Federation of Independent Business, or NFIB, is issued with weekly mortgage applications data from the Mortgage Bankers Association, or MBA. Optimism among US small businesses fell to a seven-month low in October, with inflationary pressures continuing to build. A net 53% of business owners reported raising prices the most since 1986, with a record share planning to raise wages amid labour shortages. But the index may edge lower from 98.2 to 98 in November. Also on Wednesday, the Job Openings and Labour Turnover Survey, known as JOLTS, from the US Labour Department, will be a key focus of investors when released. A record 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in September in what is being known as the Great Resignation, with a number of available positions easing from an all-time high of 11.1 million in July to about 10.4 million, with a similar result expected in the month of October. On Thursday in China, both consumer and producer prices data is scheduled. Factory gate inflation surged by 13.5% in October on a year ago, the most since July 1995, spurred by surging commodity prices. The easing of food price deflation pushed consumer prices up by 1.5% on a year ago, with that divergence between consumer and producer prices expected to continue into the month of November, with consumer prices expected to lift 1.7% on a year ago, with producer prices up by 14% on a year ago. On Thursday in the United States, the weekly claims for unemployment benefits or initial jobless claims will be scanned for a tightening of the labour market after claims dropped to just 199,000 prior to Thanksgiving, the fewest since 1969. And wholesale inventories data, which is a key feed into the GDP numbers or economic growth numbers, are expected to lift by 2.2% in October. On Friday, the November inflation report will capture the attention of investors ahead of the US Federal Reserve mid-December policy meeting. In October, US consumer prices rose by 6.2% on a year ago, the strongest pace in 31 years, and the core measure, which excludes food and energy, lifted by 4.6% on the year. Economists tip consumer prices to jump 0.7% in November, with the core price index, the focus of the US Federal Reserve, up by 0.5%. Also on Friday, the November budget statement is issued with the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index for December. Consumer confidence fell to a decade low in November of 67.4 points as higher prices continued to erode consumer spending power. However, a rebound to 68.5 points is expected in December. We also saw the budget deficit in the US hit $165 billion in October, but it could ease or narrow to $150 billion in November. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time.